We are awaiting two much-anticipated decisions, and the question is, do they intersect? There's that congressional vote on the Iranian nuclear deal next month, and a verdict in the trial in Tehran of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, and that's expected this week.
On the nuclear deal, President Obama has said he will veto any legislative vote against it, but opposition is building. And what would a conviction in the Rezaian case mean for the deal? Rezaian has been in jail in Iran since last summer. He's charged with espionage and collaborating with hostile governments, according to his lawyer. Borzu Daragahi is a longtime Middle East correspondent. He's with us from Cairo. And Borzu, do you think it's likely that with this Iran nuclear deal hanging in the balance, that the authorities in Iran would acquit Jason Rezaian?
I think it's very possible that they won't acquit him because the judiciary, unlike other branches of the government, is still under the control of very hardline people, very extremist people, some of whom are somewhat opposed to the domestic agenda of the president, Hassan Rouhani. So I think it is possible that they won't acquit him. It wouldn't be above the regime to convict him at all. And I could see it happening just as an attempt to embarrass Hassan Rouhani, to clip his wings a little bit more. You got to understand a little bit the way this sort of factional battles work out in Iran within the elite circles of power, and how the various factions, the reformist factions, the traditional hardliners, the traditional conservatives, and then the extreme hardliners, how they work against each other, forming alliances, shifting alliances all the time. And you can get a sense of how they would want, they could see, for example, Rouhani's star really rising because of this nuclear deal, wanting to clip his wings a little bit, embarrass him internationally, prevent him from declaring a full triumph on the domestic scene by putting this guy in jail.
But do you think that Congress is going to support this nuclear deal if there is a conviction in the Rezaian case?
Well, I think the case that Obama has made is that this nuclear deal is strictly about Iran's nuclear program. It's not about Iran's domestic policies or its controversial near abroad foreign policies. So I think that, yeah, it's still very possible that this nuclear deal could go ahead. In addition, let's be candid. You know, I mean, Iran is not in a very friendly region that's known for its human rights and so on. We are friends with plenty of countries that violate human rights just as badly as Iran does. We recently delivered a whole bunch of fighter jets to Egypt, which is holding people in dungeons, basically, people who were affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood or have alleged ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. I was reading a report today, are being held in prisons with no light and no running water, basically in sort of starvation situations at this point. And we're selling these people fighter jets. So I don't know if we're in any position to say we're not going to do this nuclear deal because Iran is atrocious on its human rights, which it pretty much is.
As the debate has gone on over this nuclear deal in this country, we've had more people come out against it. Famously now, Senator Chuck Schumer, a Democrat, has come out and said he is against the deal right now. How is the region feeling about this deal?
Well, it's a good question. It's a little tough to tell. You know, I was just talking to quite a smart person about this issue over lunch. And what we were sort of coming to the conclusion with is that the Gulfies care less about Iran's nuclear program, which is not really aimed at them and is not really a threat to them at this point, than they do about the guys Iran supports. They care more about the guys in pickup trucks with machine guns than they do about the nuclear program. And for the Arab countries in the region, at least, they're far more concerned about the militias that Iran supports, the projects that it finances, the alleged proselytizing in Sunni countries. Listeners obviously know that Iran is a Shia country, which is a sect of Islam that's different than most of the rest of the region, which is Sunni. And so, you know, they're much more concerned about those kinds of activities and support for groups like Hezbollah and the Houthis in Yemen than they are about this nuclear program, which is still, you know, not a nuclear weapons capacity at this point.
So are they worried, therefore, that if Iran is able to have a lifting of certain sanctions, that it will be able to spend more money supporting these militias, these groups around the region?
Because these militias are cheap. And in the case of, for example, Hezbollah, they're well-financed. So I think that's a discussion that it's a stupid discussion that the Americans have about the sanctions, like giving money to Iran that they can use. I mean, Hezbollah finances itself with various nefarious activities that it does throughout Africa, the diamond trade and so on, various rackets that it runs in Lebanon. I lived in Lebanon in 4 years. You know, Iran will help out for special projects like rebuilding the south of Beirut. But, you know, Hezbollah has enough acumen that it's able to finance itself, for example. But what they're more worried about is what they fear is a sort of strategic realignment of the U.S. with Iran, that, you know, Iran will become in the good graces of the U.S. And that is the real fear that they have, much less about $10 or $20 billion than about a much more profound rethinking of the Middle East. That's the suspicion they have in terms of what Obama is trying to do, is to lessen its dependence on the so-called moderate Arab states and come to some sort of arrangement with Iran. And that will embolden Iran far more than a little bit of sanctions relief.
Borzu Dargahi, a longtime Middle East correspondent, joining us from Cairo as we wait for resolution of two things. First of all, the Iran nuclear deal, but also a verdict in the case of the Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, who's been on trial in Iran. Borzu, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.